Welcome back to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection company, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today we're getting into something that comes up a lot with councils and housing associations. How do acoustic ground microphones actually find water leaks in social housing properties?
Glad to be here. So the short version is that acoustic ground microphones detect the sound and vibration that a leaking pipe produces. Water escaping under pressure creates a noise. It's quite a specific frequency, and that noise travels through the pipe wall into the ground or the floor structure, and a sensitive ground microphone picks that signal up from the surface.
Right, so you're not drilling anything at this point, you're just listening.
Exactly. The engineer places the microphone directly on the ground surface or on the floor screed inside a property and moves it methodically along the pipe route. Where the signal peaks, that's where the leak is. On a straightforward buried supply pipe in a grass verge, we can often get within a few centimetres.
That's impressive. But social housing is quite different from a detached house, isn't it? You've got blocks of flats, shared risers, all sorts of background noise from residents.
That's the real challenge with social housing. Background noise is a genuine problem. Lifts running, washing machines, foot traffic on upper floors. A skilled engineer reads all of that and filters out what's mechanical or domestic from what's a genuine leak signature. It takes experience because the leak signal can be quite faint if the pipe is deep or the ground is soft.
So the engineer's judgment matters as much as the equipment?
It does, yes. The acoustic ground microphone is the instrument, but the engineer interprets what it's telling them. Two signals can look similar on a display, but mean very different things. We also combine the microphone survey with acoustic correlators on larger jobs. The correlator takes readings from two points on the pipe and calculates the leak position mathematically, which cross-checks what the ground microphone is showing.
Can you explain correlators a bit more? How does that cross-check actually work?
So, acoustic leak correlation works by attaching sensors to two accessible points on the pipe, standpipes, stop valves, whatever's available, and measuring the time difference for the leak sound to reach each sensor. The correlator software uses the pipe diameter, material, and the distance between those two points to calculate exactly where the leak sits between them. Used alongside a ground microphone survey, the two methods confirm each other.
And what about inside the blocks themselves? Solid concrete floors, residents in the property, does the ground microphone still work in that situation?
It does, though you adapt your technique. Acoustic ground microphones work on concrete floors as well as on soil. The vibration still transmits through solid material. The difficulty inside an occupied flat is getting the quiet you need. ADI's engineers will often survey early morning when building noise is lower, and we can use contact microphones on pipe fittings as well to get a clearer signal when the floor survey is being masked by interference.
I imagine housing associations are pretty keen on not ripping up floors unnecessarily. The disruption to tenants must be a big concern.
That's exactly why acoustic detection is so valuable in social housing. ADI Leak Detection uses acoustic ground microphones to locate the leak position before any excavation or floor break happens. That means the repair crew goes straight to the right spot, there's no trial digging, no unnecessary damage to the property, and the tenant's home is back to normal far quicker than with an exploratory approach.
Are there situations where acoustic methods don't give you a clear enough answer on their own?
Yes, and it's important to be honest about that. Very slow seepage leaks don't always produce a strong acoustic signal because the water pressure creating the noise is low. In those cases, ADI leak detection brings in tracer gas, the gas is introduced into the pipe, it escapes at the leak point, and a surface detector locates it. Thermal imaging is another option where there's a temperature differential to work with. The acoustic survey tells us a lot, but it's one tool in a set.
That makes sense. Right tool for the right problem. Dave, this has been genuinely useful. If you're a housing association or a council with a leak you can't locate, it sounds like getting a proper acoustic survey in early saves a lot of pain further down the line.
That's the message, really. The sooner an accurate acoustic ground microphone survey goes in, the less water is wasted, the less structural damage occurs, and the less disruption residents face. Don't let it run. Get it investigated properly.
Couldn't have put it better. Thanks to Dave for his time today, and thanks to everyone listening. If you've got a water leak that needs finding, ADI Leak Detection is a name that carries real authority in this field across the UK, the right place to start.